So I was doing my research. Tell me why I came across. So for Bishop T.D. Jakes to preach at your church, or for him to come at my church, we don't want him, right? Of course, no. Boo. We don't want him at our church. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you were to book him, this dude charges a minimum of $100,000. Not $1,000, $100,000. And it can go from $100,000 to $200,000 for him to come preach, for him to come make an appearance. I was shocked. I was so shocked. Because what do you mean that's what you charge? What do you mean that is what you're charging, when Jesus, God in human form, came and preached the gospel for free? He didn't charge. He didn't say, I'm going to give you this word, but you know, you're going to have to give me some cash. He didn't say that. He came and he preached the gospel free, healed people for free, cast demons out of people for free, but you're charging to go preach a minimum of $100,000. And it's not just him. There's so many other preachers that do this. Hi guys, welcome to Creatorless is Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and before I get started with what we're going to talk about today, I did want to talk about, it was, I believe, last week when we had practice for guitar practice. What was like the worship team practice? We practiced for like 4 hours, but it was like a little bit over 4 hours. So I was really tired. And, the thing is that like when me and my brother like started practicing, we only did it for like emergencies. Like if someone was missing or, you know, they couldn't make it to church, you know, we could like, you know, take over. Right. Cause my brother's learning, well, he's playing now the drums and I play bass guitar. But you know, God's plans are different from ours. And like now we're part of the worship team. But there are two teams, right? We play Friday and the other team plays Sunday, but you know, they haven't been able to make it these past Sundays. So it's been, you know, me and my brother, and my other friend that we've been playing, Sundays. And it's been a lot because like we only have Saturday to practice. So we're learning all these songs and like then, you know, performing the songs we just learned Sunday. And so after practice, I drove home and I started to cry. I was just crying. And I told my brothers, I was like, they got out the car and I was like, hey, I'm gonna just like, you know, I'm gonna be in the car for a bit. I need to talk to God. But then God told me like, no, like get out the car, like go into your car. Cause I was in my mom's car. So I was like, okay. So I got out the car and I got in my car, and I had totally forgot that I wrote this list. And I wrote this months ago, and it was a list of all the things that I want God to do in my life. And on the very bottom on the list, I put that I want to get better at bass guitar. So then God was like, you know, you're playing Sundays, and I know it's a little bit difficult, you know, because you're practicing Saturday and playing Sunday, but you're getting better. You're going to get better. And honestly, like, I just felt like this peace. And, you know, with that also, God was revealing, you know, what he wants you to share on this episode. And it's because like a lot of people want blessings, but they don't want to, they don't want the sacrifice. They don't want to sacrifice their time. They don't want to sacrifice nothing. And today I'm going to be talking about false prophets. And you can't pour out into people when your cup is empty. So when your cup is empty, there's absolutely nothing to pour out. What are you going to pour out? And not only that, it takes sacrifice too, because you're sacrificing your time when you read your Bible. You're sacrificing, you know, like I said, your time. You could be doing other stuff, but you're spending that time with God. You're reading scripture. You're praying. You're worshiping the Lord. That's sacrifice. You're, like I said, you're sacrificing time. And a lot of people want the blessings. They want the calling, but they don't want to sacrifice their time. They don't want to sacrifice nothing. And so I want to start off reading 1 John 4:1. And it says, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God. for there are many false prophets in the world. So just reading this, we have to be careful with false prophets. That's why it's so important for you to have a relationship with God, for you to be so rooted in your relationship with God, that when you come across a YouTuber, when you come across, you know, a podcast you're listening to, God will give you that discernment for you to know, is this right? Because if you're not reading your Bible, you're going to believe anything and everything that someone tells you. Like if someone says that something is in the Bible and you don't read scripture, you're going to believe them. And when you read scripture and you have a relationship with God, God will bring it to the light like, wait a second, this doesn't sound right. And, you know, you avoid, you know, listening to this person, because this person is, you know, false prophets lead people astray. They lead people astray. So instead of them living the way God has commanded and told them to live, they're going to live by whatever this false prophet tells them. And that is not right. And I want to go ahead and read Matthew 7:15. So Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit. That is by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So, I mean, you can identify, and then on verse 20, it says, yes, you can identify a tree by its fruit. So you can identify people by their actions. You will know them by their actions, by the way they act and the stuff that they do. And that just brings me to the first person we're going to be talking about today, which is Mike Todd. I don't know if y'all have heard of this preacher. I feel like y'all have, because, you know, he's a very popular, trending preacher. And I want to talk about what he did, because, well, there's so many things that he's done, right? But the things that I saw, so he had the Bible open and he spilled syrup all over the Bible. And that upset me so much. It upset me, and it made me tear up, because there is no respect. There is no fear of the Lord. Like, there is no fear. There's no respect. Nothing. And It was so upsetting to see. And that takes me to 2 Timothy 3:1-2. I'm going to read that, because it pertains to what I'm speaking of right now. It says, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will only love themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and forgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. So I put emphasis on where is it at? they will consider nothing sacred. This is sacred. The Bible is holy. For him to have the Bible open and spill syrup all over the Bible, that is so upsetting. That is the word of God. There are so many people that need the word of God. There are so many people that don't have Bibles. There are so many people in need of Bible. And you're telling me you're spilling syrup all over for what? So the people can see? Because the thing is that Mike Todd only does things, and he's not the only one. There are so many preachers that do stuff for show. Why for show? Because people are going to look. People are going to go to his church. People are going to look on YouTube. People are going to look on TikTok, on Instagram. He's going to get views. He's going to get people to go on his church. And what does that mean? More people means what? More money. So he wants more money. He's becoming, wanting the money, wanting the fame. He doesn't care. He does not have respect. He does not have the fear of the Lord. He does not care about what God thinks. He only cares about what the people think. because he's doing it for the people. He's not doing it because of the fear of the Lord. And it's just crazy to see. And there was also something else that he did. So he spit in someone's face. And that was so upsetting to watch. Because when Jesus mixed his saliva with mud, it was to heal a blind man. It was not just for funsies. This dude legit spit in someone's face. For what? He doesn't have to do all that extra stuff. The Bible, it changes people's lives. The Bible, it has power. It's God's word. You don't need to be doing all that extra stuff, but he does that extra stuff for what? For views, for publicity, because he wants to make it interesting, because he wants the attention of the people. Instead of him being right with God, he wants to be right with the people. And it's so upsetting to watch. Like, if he were to spit on my face, no, we're gonna have issues because that is so disrespectful. And also I want to go ahead and talk about another guy, Bishop T.D. Jakes. So I know, like, that y'all have seen the whole thing that he's involved with, the whole like Diddy case and stuff, that stuff popped up, right? And he's been denying it. He's been denying and denying it, right? Not taking accountability. And when I was doing my research, because I'm like, okay, let me just try to do my research so I can come informed. You know, I don't want to come and misinform y'all. So I was doing my research. Tell me why I came across. So for Bishop T.D. Jakes to preach at your church, or for him to come at my church, we don't want him, right? Of course, no. Boo. We don't want him at our church. But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you were to book him, this dude charges a minimum of $100,000. Not $1,000, $100,000. And it can go from $100,000 to $200,000 for him to come preach, for him to come make an appearance. I was shocked. I was so shocked. Because what do you mean that's what you charge? What do you mean that is what you're charging, when Jesus, God in human form, came and preached the gospel for free? He didn't charge. He didn't say, I'm going to give you this word, but you know, you're going to have to give me some cash. He didn't say that. He came and he preached the gospel free, healed people for free, cast demons out of people for free, but you're charging to go preach a minimum of $100,000. And it's not just him. There's so many other preachers that do this. Even my church, they were talking about how they were trying to book a preacher. And this dude was like saying how, you know, he had to fly first class and he needed like a 5-star hotel. And my church was like, never mind, we don't want you, because that is crazy. I understand if you need somewhere to stay, but like a 5-star hotel and you need to fly first class is crazy. Jesus gave us the example. He was the example of how we're supposed to go about things. He preached the gospel for free. He walked humbly. You know, he did not think he was better than anyone. And he was God in human form. That was God. And he gave us the example that we are to follow him. And there are so many people that aren't following him. These false prophets that are charging an arm and a leg for them to come preach. Who are you? When Jesus, like I said, God in human form, in the human flesh, came and preached for free. And you're over here charging a minimum of $100,000. Who are you? Like, who are you? I was just shocked. Because there's so many people that need the word of God. And you're telling me you can't give them a word unless they give you money? Insane. Insane. But not only that. So, of course, like I said, T.D. Jakes was denying all of this, right? He's saying that he wasn't involved, et cetera, et cetera. So I came across an interview, and you can look it up. I looked at an interview, and it was the ex-bodyguard of Diddy, and he said that he was confused because Bishop T.D. Jakes would show up to these white parties. He was confused that he was there because he was like, if he is a man of God, why is he here? He said that people wouldn't hide the sin. It was woman on woman, man on man, just sin, just there, doing, you know, a bunch of sin. And T.D. Jakes was there. He was there. So I was shocked to hear that, right? Well, not really shocked because, I mean, we've been hearing that he's been involved. But, you know, just to get like, even that guy was confused. And I'm over here like, yeah, if you're a man of God, why are you there? Crazy, right? But anyways, not only that, so he suffered, T.D. Jakes suffered a heart attack on the altar, and the thing is that you cannot be playing with sin and then get step on the altar. And that's what he was doing. He was playing with sin and then stepping on the altar, playing with sin and then stepping on the altar. And that takes me back to the story of when the Ark of the Covenant almost fell. And it was this man named Uzzah, or I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. But he touched the Ark so it wouldn't fall. And the thing is that they were supposed to carry the Ark. And they didn't carry the Ark. Instead, they had it on a cart. And it was being pulled by, I don't know what animal it was being pulled by. But it was being pulled by an animal, right? And it almost fell, and he touched it, right, so it wouldn't fall. But the thing is that God commanded that they were not supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant. So since he touched it, immediately he died. Immediately. And it made God angry. And I know we're living in the time of God's mercy, but we cannot be playing with sin and then stepping on the altar when the altar is sacred. You cannot be stepping on the altar and being in sin. And that just goes to show, I mean, like, T.D. Jakes was in sin, and look at what happened to him. He suffered a heart attack, and out of the mercy of God, he's still alive, but he suffered a heart attack while giving a sermon. And I mean, not only that, like, the Ark of the Covenant, you know, they couldn't touch it, and because, like, they had the Ten Commandments, you know, in the Ark of the Covenant. And not only that, God would also, you know, his presence would be between the cherubims. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But it's on Exodus 25:22. So Exodus 25:22, it says, I will meet you there and talk to you from above the antonement cover between the golden cherubim. That hover over the Ark of the Covenant. From there, I will give you my commands for the people of Israel. So, I mean, God would be, you know, on the Ark of the Covenant, you know, and his, like I said, he said that no one could touch it. This man just touched it, and he touched it so it wouldn't fall, and he died immediately. So we can just see how, like, you have to be so careful when you step on the altar. And Bishop T.D. Jakes was not caring. He was just stepping on the altar while being in sin, and that is not what you're supposed to do. And also, if we can go to Ephesians 5:6-14. Well, you don't have to go to Ephesians, but I mean, I'm going to Ephesians, right? So I can read that to y'all. So Ephesians 5, and I'm going to read 6-14. It says, don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Don't participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have the light from the Lord. So live as people of the light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful to even talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret, but their evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them. For the light makes everything visible.
So we could just see in the scripture that, like, everything comes to light. So again, you know, this false prophet, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes over here
is, you know, denying everything, and it's coming to the light. It's literally coming to the light, everything that he did. And how, you know, there were these emails, how, you know, he would be involved with men at these parties. It's coming to the light, and everything, you know, what you do in secret, it comes to the light. Like, if you're, you have, you know, a position, or, you know, like, if you're a preacher or whatever, even if even if it's not like a big position and you're still serving the Lord, but you're playing with sin, it comes to the light. God will expose you. Like, God will bring it to the light. So it's so important to walk right. But not only that, to be careful of these false prophets, because these false prophets, like, they aren't being led by God. So if they're not being led by God, they're going to lead you astray. So that's why it is so important for you to have a relationship with God, for you to read the Bible for yourself, for you to pray, for you to have that intimacy with the Lord, and not just hear these preaching, not just like, okay, I'm gonna listen to this podcast, or I'm gonna listen to this YouTuber, or I'm gonna, like, hey, if you're listening to me, glory to God, continue to listen. But you know, if it was between listening to me or reading scripture, I would prefer you to read scripture. I would prefer you to spend time with God and really grow with Christ, because, you know, I know you're listening and stuff, and that's great, but it's so much better when you have that relationship with God. Because when you have that relationship with God, he will start to speak to you through dreams, through prophets. I mean, I'm still waiting for him to speak to me in his audible voice. I am praying for that. That is going to happen. And I know it's going to happen. Which is still a little bit scary, because, you know, it's the Lord, you know, like, I don't know. It's a little scary, but I know it's going to happen one day. But it's just amazing to have that relationship with God. And when you have that relationship with God, you don't, you know, fall easy, you know, to listen to a false prophet. Like, God will give you that discernment to be like, hey, nah, this person is not preaching my word, you know? So I want to end with John 17:16. They say, they do not belong to this world any more than I do. So again, we are living here, but we do not, you know, we are not, we live in the world, but we are not from this world, you know? So, again, like I said, you know, work on your relationship with God, grow with God, and just, you know, be careful of these false prophets, because they are leading a lot of people astray. You know, when they're not spending, like, when your cup is not full, you cannot pour out into others. And there's a lot of these false prophets that they don't fill up their cup, and they're just preaching their emotions. They're preaching their opinions. They're doing stuff that they shouldn't do, living double lives. And it's so upsetting to see, because, you know, like, it's people like them that a lot of people think, you know, Christianity is a joke. A lot of people think that you can be in sin and then also serve God, and you can't serve two masters. So again, be careful of these false prophets. But I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. If you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. I'm going to go ahead and leave the description. I absolutely love my church. I love my pastors, you know, Nancy and Samuel Chavarria. I love them so much, because I mean, I actually attended, I went once to the Potter House, which is where Bishop T.D. Jakes preaches. I went once, but of course, that was not the plan of God. My friend wanted me to become a part of that church, but, you know, that wasn't the plan of God for me to be, you know, at that church. And I can't speak badly about, my time that I went there, because Bishop T.D. Jakes wasn't preaching that night. It was another preacher, and it was actually a good preaching. I think it was a guy they invited. But again, you have to be careful. You know, I love my church because my pastors, you can just see how much they love the Lord. They really love the Lord. They have the fear of the Lord. Not only that, they love the people. You know, they're there and they help us. You could just tell by their fruits, you know, how, you know, they're humble. They are so loving, and they don't sugarcoat it. They preach God's word. Like, they don't, you know, you're in sin, they're not patting you on your back. Like, they're gonna straight up, like, what's going on? You know, no,
that is not okay. So I absolutely love my church. They're God-fearing people. And man, I just, you know, if you have the chance to go, I absolutely recommend it. But I'm going to go ahead and just end this, you know, episode. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord. I pray for the person that is hearing us or that is watching us, Lord, that you guide them, Lord, that their relationship with you grows, Lord, that their love for you grows, Lord, and that you give them discernment, Lord, to be able to distinguish, you know, a man, woman of God from, you know, a false prophet, Lord, and that they stay away from false prophets, Lord, that they grow in their relationship with you, Lord. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. I will see y'all next episode or next time. That was such a bad ending, but I will see y'all next time. God bless y'all.